Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
According to our recent poll, 44% of Montanans said they've stopped sharing their religious beliefs because religiously based opinions are now under attack in the United States. While that's alarming, an even more alarming statistic comes from a recent Barna research poll in which half of all Christian pastors say they feel limited in their ability to speak out on moral or social issues because people will take offense. And of these, 64% say that they feel that these limitations come from within their own churches. Interestingly, in another Barna poll, over 70% of evangelical Christians said that they wish their pastors would preach more on the Bible's response to the culturally relevant issues of our day. So why is this relevant? Well, besides stating the obvious that Christians are not being equipped to spread the gospel, there's another, in some ways, more pressing reason. This week, our friend John Stone Street at the Colson Center recorded a Breakpoint podcast entitled Mayor Pete Buttigieg Preaches, subtitled Why Preachers Mustn't Be Silent on Cultural Issues. In it, he quotes presidential candidate and openly homosexual South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg twisting scripture to justify his leftist liberal worldview. He does this frequently on issues ranging from abortion to economic policy to same-sex marriage. Similar in many ways to liberal theologians complete with white collars who stand before the Montana legislature and give a biblical justification for abortion and same-sex marriage. One example is Buttigieg's assertion that abortion is morally justified up to the moment of birth because the Bible in many places says that life begins with breath. Since many Christians never hear the Bible applied to cultural issues, they are unprepared to counter this false theology, or worse yet, they actually believe it. And where do these false narratives come from? In many cases, they come from the very seminaries engaged in training up the next generation of Christian pastors. Just this week, the world-famous Union Theological Seminary in New York, founded in 1836, announced on Twitter that its faculty and students spent time in chapel confessing their climate sins to potted plants. I kid you not. The tweet was accompanied by a picture of students sitting in front of a group of potted plants and ended with the question, "What do you confess to the plants in your life?" It's no wonder that Dietrich Bonhoeffer, after visiting Union Theological back in the 1930s, said its students were completely clueless with respect to what dogmatics is really all about. We need to return to a solid theology grounded in biblical truth. Stone Street went on to say that people like Buttigieg are filling a void left by pastors who only teach the Bible as a personal, private, self-help book in order to help us find our purpose, improve our lives, and feel closer to God. He concluded by saying, "A Christianity that is never directly and broadly applied to the cultural moment we live in is one that is eventually reduced down to emotive sentimentalism. It's something to think about." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.